Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Le'ilei Nishmat and Mother Chayah Rachah Bas David Tzvi. Parshas Ba'alosa is a very packed parsha. Lots of challenges and drama. And towards the end of the parsha, Moshe seems not to be able to handle Klal Yisrael anymore, and he asks Hashem for some support. And Hashem says to him, "Okay, we're going to gather 70 Zekanim. Gather for me elders, and they're going to be part of the team and support you." And there is a very interesting midrash over here on in Bamidbar Rabbah Tesvav Chaf Hey. So it says, "V'yaradti v'dibarti lo diach hashayom mino izakinu hayichav yivnei chadosh baruch hu kiyom matan Torah." Okay. And then it says that it's such a special day. It was like matan Torah, that when the Zekanim were appointed. And a few lines down, midrash says, "L'mo hadavar dome." What is this similar to? Can we have a mashal for what happened here with Moshe and the Zekanim in this appointment? So it says as follows. So it's on the Melech Shahayelo Pardes Vasachar Lesocho Shomer Vinasan Lo Schar Hashmira. So that there was a king who had a pardes, he had an orchard, and he hired a watchman to guard, and there was a salary for the watchman. Lachar's man amar lo Hashomer Ini Yochol Hashomer Kula Levadi. At a certain point, the watchman says, "Listen, I can't do this all by myself. This is too much. Please hire some other guards, some other watchmen to watch with me. You know, you're a king, you have a big field, big orchard, I can't do it by myself." So the king says to him, I gave you an orchard, that you, the entire one that you should watch yourself with all the fruits that you should be guarded by you. But now you're telling me that you need other watchmen too. I'm going to follow your request. I'm going to hire other watchmen to guard with you. But oh, don't think I'm going to pay for my own pocket from that. I'm not taking it from my own treasury. Rather, they're going to take from your salary. So what I have apportioned for you, I'm going to give to them. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. This is what Hashem said to Moshe. Kishamar lo chanochi levadi lo seis, because you're saying I'm not able to handle them. So amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to him, ani nesati b'chal ruach v'das lefarnes es banai. I gave you the ruach, the spirit and the wisdom to lead my children. V'lo ha'yisi mevakesh acher k'nei shetisyachei ratavos ach gedula. And I didn't seek for anybody else to be joined in your gedula. V'yatam mevakesh acher, but you want someone else to be there? So teida, you should know, shemi shali ena notun klum. They ain't taking nothing for me. Ella v'atzalti min haruach asher lecha, quotes the pasuk in our parsha, and right, I'm going to take from the ruach that is upon you and give it to them. So it seems right. That's Hashem speaks strongly with Moshe, and this it gives us an understanding of what this line is. Atzalti min haruach asher lecha, Hashem says, I'm not taking from my ruach hakodesh, from my ruach hakodesh treasury. I'm taking it from you. The midrash continues. V'yafal pikin, and even so, Moshe lo chasar klum. Moshe didn't lack anything. Shel sofar arba'im shana, because at the end of 40 years, Amar lo, kach lachas Yoshua ben Nun, you should take Yoshua ben Nun, nesat mehodecha alav, you should give from your hod upon him. And the midrash continues. And this is in line with an earlier midrash that we have, which is one that is actually quoted by Rashi. It's a midrash in Tesvav in Yutes in Bamidbar Rabbah that compares Moshe and the Ruach HaKodesh being like a candle lighting other candles and doesn't lose its own flame. So it seems to be the same sentiment. But the question we have to ask is, wasn't that the whole point of the midrash? Wasn't the whole point of the midrash? You know, you follow the story that it seems that the king is upset with the watchman, the king says, "I view this as a one man job, and you think it's a many man job, but I still think it's a one man job. So I'm going to split your salary among many people, so the watchman who made the request loses out." That sounds like it was the whole lesson of the midrash, of that mashal in the midrash. And then the midrash says, and Moshe is the same way. Hashem is the same way with the Ruach HaKodesh and Moshe. And it says Moshe didn't lose anything. That was the whole point, wasn't it? Well. Maybe it's not. Maybe that's not really what the magician was getting at. The main thing maybe is not that the watchman would lose part of his salary. Although it's true in the mushal, the watchman does lose part of his salary. But that's not the point. Rather, maybe the point is that the watchman, it'll be coming from his salary because the watchman will still kind of be like the head watchman, and the other watchman will be taking the portion from him and not from the king directly. That it's through the watchman, because I hired you for the job, so it's going to come from you. That's not to, it's not to say that maybe the king would end up paying the watchman much more to do it. And even if not, that's not the point. It's not the main point of the mashal that it was the watchman losing his salary, but rather the watchman will not lose his status because all the other watchmen are going to come to him for their salary. And perhaps that's what the midrash is getting at, that Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to be giving his, sorry, there wouldn't be like new Ruach HaKodesh, whatever that means, coming from Hashem to each of the Zekanim, but rather they would get their Ruach HaKodesh from him. Why is this important? Why should the Is it so important that the Ruach HaKodesh come from Moshe? Well, I think we can answer this based on a comment I saw written in the Imri Yosher on this very Midrash, which I think also is supportive of understanding the Midrash as we understood it. Which Imri Yosher says that it should be that there should not be two Toros in Klal Yisrael. That was the concern over here, right? So there shouldn't be two separate Torahs in Klal Yisrael, or maybe even 70 or 71 Toros in Klal Yisrael. Meaning, had Hashem given them new Ruach HaKodesh, not through Moshe as a conduit, so then there would have been 71 equals on top. And therefore, it would be basically 71 different Toros. Toros Moshe, however, needed to be given to Klal Yisrael from one to one, from one with a capital O to one with a lowercase o, from Hashem to Moshe, and then Moshe would be given, would give over the Torah, all right. As we know, but it starts from Moshe. It's not Moshe and all the Zakanim on the same level. Moshe had to be superior to the other Zakanim, and that's the ikker. That's the main message of this midrash. We see over here how important it is to realize the unique status of Moshe, and of course, in the very next story, that's going to be challenged by Miriam and Aaron. Isn't Moshe just like us? And of course, the message is that Hashem says, no, there is nobody who is Ne'aman B'Beis like Moshe. There's no one like Moshe. Moshe is a different breed. He's a different breed of Navi than everybody else. He is superior qualitatively, and therefore, even when there's going to be 70 new Zekanim, they're not going to get the Ruach HaKodesh from anywhere but from Moshe himself. Of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. So one of the Ikarim is to believe in the Nevi'im, and another one is to believe in Moshe being greater than all the other Nevi'im. So it's clearly a very, very important point to have this kavod and respect and appreciation of the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And when we have this clarity that Moshe was the greatest Navi, so we think about Moshe's book of Nevos himself. Moshe, of course, the Torah is Moshe, the Torah. Think of how beyond anything that any other sefer, any other nevuah, that how amazing the Torah is. It makes us honor the Torah that much more, appreciate it that much more, and we should be zocha to be able to connect to Torah in a much deeper way. Have a beautiful Shabbos.